The legislature appropriated $12 million to the executive branch last session to address homelessness statewide. The governor's homelessness coordinator, Scott Morishige, says the plan will focus on three areas: housing, homeless data, and cleanup. He said 75% of the money will be spent on housing-focused programs.
You can't end homelessness without providing people homes. When the state talks about affordable housing, we recognize that there's a need to develop additional inventory. So one of Governor Ige's goals is to develop 10,000 new units over the next 4 years.
$6 million will be spent on housing, $2 million on homeless outreach, and $1.4 million on building and operating a family assessment center. The state also plans to spend money on law enforcement and cleanup. Again, homelessness coordinator Morishige.
The $1.4 million is being split between the Department of Transportation, Department of Land and Natural Resources, and the Hawaii Community Development Authority. That funding provides property storage as well as the resources to be able to conduct cleanups in these various areas of the island.
The rest of the money, $675 million, will be spent to develop a homeless management information system and repair 8 state-owned shelters. Governor David Ige is currently assessing whether or not to extend his emergency proclamation, which expires August 3rd. He also continues to meet with his homelessness task force.
We do know that leveraging federal, state, county resources gives us the maximum probability of success. You know, I do meet with the mayors frequently to talk about homelessness as well as the congressional delegation and seeing how we can all support each other.
Meanwhile, the city and county of Honolulu will waive application fees up to $10,000 for homeowners who build accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, for low-income rentals. So far, 39 permits have been approved. City Department of Planning and Permitting Director George Atta.
We knew it was a good idea, but when it wasn't taking off, we looked at what was holding it up and then tweaked and made an adjustment. To date, we've had 778 pre-check applications, but we expect a lot more applications after this bill is passed.
The waivers include fees for building permits, grading, inspection, and wastewater facility charges. The permits must be processed in 60 days and will be good for 2 years. Board of Water Supply hookup charges, averaging $5,000, will not be waived. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.